Once upon a time, there was a fisherman and his wife who lived together in a filthy shack near the sea. Every day, the fisherman went out to fish. One day, he was sitting there, fishing, and staring deeply into the water, when his hook went deep down to the bottom of the sea, and when he pulled it, he had caught a large flounder. Then the flounder said to him, "Listen, fisherman, I beg you to let me live. I am not an ordinary flounder, but an enchanted prince. How will it help you to kill me? I would not taste good to you. Please, put me back into the water and let me swim away." "Well," said the man, "there's no need to say more. I can certainly let a fish swim away if he knows how to talk." Then the fisherman got up and went home to his wife in his filthy shack. "Husband," said the woman, "didn't you catch anything today?" "No," said the man. "I caught a flounder, but he told me that he was an enchanted prince, so I let him swim away." "Didn't you ask for anything first?" said the woman. "No," said the man. "What should I have asked for?" "Oh," said the woman, "it is terrible living in this shack. It stinks and it's filthy. You should have asked for a little cottage for us. Go back and call him." The man did not want to go, but neither did he want to oppose his wife. So he went back to the sea. When he arrived, it was no longer clear, but the sea was green. He stood there and said, "Mantie, mantie, timpete. Flounder, flounder in the sea. My wife, Ilse Beel, wants not what I will." The flounder swam up and said, "What does she want then?" "Oh," said the man, "I did catch you, and now my wife says that I really should have asked for something. She doesn't want to live in a filthy shack any longer. She would really like to have a cottage." "Well, go home," said the flounder. "She already has it." The man went home, and his wife was standing in the door of a cottage, and she said to him, "Come in. See now, isn't this much better?" There was a little front yard and a beautiful little parlour, and a bedroom where a beautiful bed was standing, and a kitchen and a dining room, and outside there was a very nice garden with chickens and ducks, and a beautiful garden with vegetables and fruit. "Look," said the woman, "isn't this quite nice?" "Well, yes," said the man, "but I think this is enough. We can leave here very well now." "I'll think about that," said the woman. The next morning, the woman woke up first. It was just daylight, and from her bed she could see the magnificent landscape before her. Her husband was just starting to stir when she poked him in the side with her elbow and said, "Husband, get up and look out the window. Look! Couldn't we be king over all this land?" "Oh, wife," said the man, "I don't want to be a king." "Well," said the woman, "even if you don't want to be king, I want to be a queen." So the man, saddened because his wife wanted to be queen, went back to the sea. When he arrived, it was dark and grey. He stood there and said, "Mandie, mandie, timpete, flounder, flounder in the sea. My wife, Ilse Beel, wants not what I will." "What does she want, then?" said the flounder. "Oh," said the man, "she wants to be queen." "Go, she's already queen," said the flounder. Then the man went home, and when he arrived, their cottage had become a palace, extremely large, with tall tower and magnificent decorations. Guards and sentries stood outside the door, and there were many soldiers, and there were drums and trumpets player. "Oh, wife, are you a queen now?" "Yes," she said, "I am a queen." He stood and looked at her, and after a long moment, he said, "Wife, it is very nice that you are a queen. Now we don't have to wish for anything else." "No, husband," she said, restless. "Time is on my hands. I cannot stand it any longer. Go to the flounder. I am queen, but now I must become empress." "Oh, wife," said the man, "why do you want to become the empress?" "Husband," she said, "go to the flounder. I want to be an empress." So he had to go. And as he went, The man thought to himself, this is not going to end well. To ask to be empress is shameful. The flounder is going to get tired of this. With that thought, he arrived to the sea. The water was now dark and black, and dense and boiling. Again, he called to the flounder. Mangie, 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 timpete, flounder, flounder in the sea. My wife, Ilsebil, wants not what I will. Oh, what does she want then? Said the flounder. Oh, flounder, he said, my wife wants to become empress. Go home, said the flounder. She already is. Then the man went home, and when he arrived there, the entire palace was made of the most beautiful marble, accented with gold. He went inside, and his wife was sitting on a throne, made of solid gold, a miles high, and she was wearing the most beautiful crown, and it was set with beautiful diamonds. Then they both went to bed, but she was still not satisfied. Her desires would not let her sleep. She kept on thinking what she wanted to become next. The sun rised, and when she saw the early light of dawn, she sat up in her bed and watched through the window as the sun came up. Husband, she said, I cannot stand this when I see the sun and the moon rising, and I cannot cause them to do so out of my own volition. I will not have a single hour of peace until I, myself, can cause them to rise. She looked at him and she said, go there to the flounder immediately. I want to become God. Outside, such a storm was raging that the man could barely stand on his feet. Houses and trees were blowing over. The mountains were shaking. Boulders were rolling from the cliffs into the sea. There was thunder and lightning. In the sea, there were great black waves, as high as church towers and mountains, all clapped with crowns of white foam. Mandie, mandie, timpete, flounder, flounder in the sea. My wife, Ilsebil, wants not what I will. What does she want then? Said the flounder. Oh, he said, she wants to become like God. Go home. She is sitting in her filthy shack again. And here they are, sitting to this day.